Cookies versus Arya, go.
The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining all so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. When down in the tunnel where the deadly are rising, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to form in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together when it's all that you know we'll be so alone. Before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling back to you.
I'm gonna hit the highway like a battering ram on a silver black phantom bike. Where the metal is hot and the engine is hungry, we're all about to see the light. Never get out, and maybe I'm damned if I do. But with every other beat that got left in my heart, you know I'd rather be damned with you. But if I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned, damned through the night with you. If I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned, gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned.
Baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Oh,
And I'm dying at the bottom of a pit in the blazing sun. Torn and twisted at the foot of a burning vine. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating, breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell. And I'm dying at the bottom of a pit in the blazing sun. I'm torn and twisted at the foot of a burning vine. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating, still
Aria and Cookies with Battle of Hell. We had some problems this week. You guys had 10 days. It was a long song and a hard song. I don't get the sense that you guys, like especially Cookies, learned the song until the last minute. And I also requested lines to be submitted in a certain way several times in the main chat, and Cookies did not give them to me the way I requested. And you were both late this week. Because, see, I wanted full control of mixing this week so I could avoid having the two low bits on Aria. But because you guys didn't start until, like, right around deadline, you guys just did parts of the song each. I couldn't do that. So I do think the song itself was better suited to Cookies. To be honest, if I could, I would put probably both Sky and Maddie through this week based on this. But, what did you think, Nori?
Gosh, you're so mean. Sorry. I thought they both did well, like, but let's see, what did I write? I think Cookie started out really strong, like, the emotion was there, and she had that little spunk going, and then Aria at the end, when she did the bat out of hell part, it was really good, the growls were amazing, and the last note, she finished really strong.
Traviata?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I have to unmute mine every time I talk. So, I really liked, I think Aria, this was a little low for Aria, because sometimes she just got so low that I couldn't hear her at all. But when I could hear her, it was really good. And the high notes were fantastic. And as for Cookies, I actually think it would be better if they switched parts. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I liked it for Cookies more. And, you know, just as a side note, I think Aria should try doing some, like, symphonic rock scenes. It would be really good if she did it.
Yeah, it definitely felt too low for Aria. It sounded like she was really, really pushing it. I think it was just a weird song in general. I really agree. And I really liked, I thought Cookies did a really, really good job. I liked her energy a lot, and I liked her vocals more than Aria's, but I think it was just because Aria was so low. Yeah, I think that's...
Beloved Star.
I basically have the same stuff everyone else did. I mean, there were parts for each of you that I liked and didn't like. I thought Cookie's emotion was amazing, but then her vocals were never quite on pitch. They always seemed to kind of slide around a bit. Aria is always on pitch, but this was just really low for her and in a bad part of her range. I don't know. It was weird for me.
Who won?
Are you asking me?
Who won for you? You don't like to commit to these things, do you?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. I mean, I really liked... I can't even tell you. I don't know.
Over to Turtle, then, Turtle.
Props to both Aria and Cookies, because this is a really long song. But, I think, there are different parts where they dominated the song individually. Well, I think Aria had pretty much the last bit of the song, and Cookies had, like, women's, he, like, spread it out. I think it is just weird for both of them. I agree that it was more suited for Cookie's style, but I think when it comes to it, it's just like who had more moments and who didn't mess up the least.
And that was?
It was a long song, so I didn't really, like, particularly pay attention, like, okay, specifically, but, it's pretty even with someone just, like, over a little bit more.
Cookies, I thought your lower parts were gorgeous, your harmonies were gorgeous at the end. I think your enunciation took a huge step backwards for me this week. Your melodies were a little bit all over the place. I don't feel like you knew the song very well. I think it's because you psyched yourself up somewhere, and you didn't really learn the song. And then Aria, your big notes were great. Your energy was great. Your volume levels were nuts for me, and that's why it was so crazy. I know the song's really low for you. The mix job did not do you any favors. Nori, what did you think? Who won tonight for you of this jam?
Oh my gosh. It's a toughie. Like, there were parts where Cookie was really, really good, and then there were parts where Aria was really, really good. There were parts where they both kind of weren't as strong, I suppose, but I think this song was more suited for Cookies, even though Aria has a really, really good voice towards the end. Like, this, it sounded really good. So, I don't know, maybe for this particular song, Cookies.
I know you guys put that hectic date yesterday when it was submission day, and that's why you didn't submit early. But if you submitted early, you wouldn't have had to worry about it. Again, I know this is a really hard song. Not really suited for either of you. It definitely favored Cookies. You're both great singers. I'm not trying to rake you guys over the coals. I just believe that if you had started earlier in the week, or at least learned this song, it would have been so much win. I stand by this, though, before I make my decision. It was not a stellar song for Aria. Cookies, I think, had the advantage. Cookies, if you had really decided earlier this week, I'm going to learn a song, I'm going to perform the hell out of it, I'm going to meticulously record this week and give my absolute best, you would have won this for me. But the enunciation thing was weird for me. The melody was not as strong. As it stands, you both came in, I feel, unprepared and underwhelming. And because of that, for me, Aria wins out just based on, I think that she had bigger notes and she had bigger moments. So, Aria, I'm picking you. I'm sorry, Cookies. We are now going on to Valkyrie versus Silver Soulbird. Beloved, do you want to say anything about this before we start?
Just that Silver has a cold. Boo.
All right.
That's it.
Let's listen to Silver versus Valk. Silver has a cold. Boo. Everybody push play and mute.
Of stars and light of love fall gently o'er the waters.
I woke, dreaming we had broke, dreaming you left me for someone new, and you cried, drying those brown eyes, crying you're sorry, sorry won't do, but this is the way I need to wake, I'll wake to you. And you never left me, all that I dreamt had been untrue. Open my eyes, I see skies. Oh, 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 you know the way to keep me on my toes. I'll be just fine, just stay, to stay forever mine, till we fall asleep.
Last night, we had a great fight. I fell asleep in a horrible state, then dreamt you loved my best friend. My heart would not mend, seemed it was fake, but this is the
sky. Oh, 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 you know the way to keep me on my toes. I'll be just fine, just say you'll stay forever mine, till we fall asleep tonight. Sometimes I forget to love you like I should, but I never leave you, no, I never would, I never would. Oh, 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 you know the way to keep me on my toes. I'll be just fine, just stay, you'll stay forever mine. Oh, 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 you know the way to keep me on my toes. I'll be just fine. Just stay, just stay forever mine. Till we fall asleep tonight. Till we fall asleep tonight.
Okay, that was, well, we just heard Jeffers and Olivia, but we're going to go back to Beloved. We have her now. Beloved, what did you think of Silver Soul Word versus Val?
I picked this song because they both have the perfect tone for it. I could just hear them singing this, and I thought it would be pretty, and it was. I think it would have been better if Silver wasn't sick. and we both didn't have crazy weekends, but that happened, so... all in all, I think regardless of circumstances, it came out pretty dang good.
I think it was one of the better ones of the night. It was gorgeous. I liked them both. I don't even think I could pick a winner in this. And what about you, Nori?
They were both really, really pretty. Like, I can picture this theme song at some opera house kind of thing because it's amazing. Both of their voices, like, melted together, like, I don't know, sweet chocolate or something, because it was amazing.
Okay, we get it. She's cute. Sweet chocolate. Could you pick the winner in that one, Nori?
No.
I couldn't either.
Sorry.
That's a Rochelle, you're there.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool hearing Val do something like that, because I've never heard her sing like that. Like, in that sort of style song. And, like, I think that both of them really, really rocked it. Like, the harmonies were super pretty, and, like, it was just really nice. I think Val edged Silver out just a teensy bit for me, personally.
Traviata?
I really liked it. I honestly, I could not, because the thing, like what Nori said, their voices melted together so well. I could tell that they were not the same person, but they just fit together so well. I can't really. I would not want to be you, Beloved. I cannot make this.
It's like these two were meant to sing together. Turtle.
I think this was flawless. I can't pick. It looked so pretty. I hope it goes up on hit singles.
Me too.
Yeah.
Beloved start, it goes to you and you and yourself.
Me and myself.
You and yourself.
Galen and I just have a problem with dropping calls. I don't know what's up. Okay. Well, I have had this song for a couple hours now, so I have been thinking about it. And I heard your drafts, I heard your final takes, and I'm going to have to keep Valk on this. I think she just really, really showed off her vocals on this song. To be honest, I think my biggest problem with this Free Silver was just how robotic it was. I didn't feel any dynamics from you, even though I did give you that note. So that's the reason that I'm keeping Valk this week.
All right, happy birthday, Silver. Silver, you're off the voice.
Shut up, Dylan.
Valkyrie, congratulations. This is another one it sucks to see either of you go. I thought you both did amazingly well. But yeah, Silver is in Pottermore, though. So that's the important thing. Let's go right over to Rochelle. Now we have to critique Rochelle and Jeffers. Rochelle and Traviata.
Well, I'm going to stop the recording first. Because
Let's just do it all in one recording.
But mixing-wise, you have to hear the song first, so...
Yeah, I'm going to play them back-to-back, and then we're just going to go and do them both in one recording. Unless it's going to be confusing otherwise.
Okay. Yeah, so Jeffers and Olivia, am I supposed to talk about it first? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was weird because we, like, had a really hard time picking a song because, like, first we had a couple things. We tried Lucky by Jason Mraz and Colby Clay and it was like not working, so he scratched that. And then I found this and I was like super pleased because I think Olivia rocks Ingrid Michaelson. She just like they're really good, and like it was really fun to hear Jeffers do something kind of like light and airy because I think that fits him really well, and I feel like he doesn't do it very often. And yeah, so I think this is like it was difficult because Olivia was really pitchy, but like she still did a really good job.
Travia, what did you think?
I agree that Olivia, her harmonies were all over the place. But it was weird because when she's singing the melody, she was okay, and then on the harmony, she was like, "Dude, I don't know what's going on." Her voice is really pretty, but hers and Jeffers' voices didn't think they went together well, but that's not really the point here. Her high notes were really, really pretty. And Jeffers, once he got going into the song, he started out a little bit stuffy, like his nose was stuffy, but he sort of loosened his grip on the nosiness. And he did a good job of sounding very sweet and kind and like happy time guitar stuff. So I guess I liked Jeffers more. All right.
It's too late now, Traviata. Too late now. Beloved Star, what did you think?
I didn't hear it.
Okay. I like Jeffers.
My computer shut off.
I think Olivia still has pitch problems, and once she gets over the pitch problems, she's going to be amazing.
I
thought Jeffers took this one. What did you think, Nori?
Well, I really liked Aliviana's tone when she was singing. And Jeffers was really good, but in the beginning he started out kind of shaky is the word, but seemed like it. But then once he got going, he got really good. When they started harmonizing, it just kind of got messy. I don't know, just because someone was off tune or something, but it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Turtle is leaving, but who won for you tonight, Nori, on that one?
I guess Oliviana for me.
Okay, well, it goes over to Rochelle in Traviata.
Again, like, no, I actually have to clear my voice. It's not funny. So, like, okay, this is difficult because I like, really like both of them again, and I really enjoyed working with both of them. Olivia has pitch problems, and I think that really killed it for me this week. And, like, we were working really, really hard trying to fix it, and, like, she was so close, and I, like, super appreciate the hard work that she put into it, but I think I have to keep Jeffers.
Okay, unfortunately, Olivia is eliminated. Jeffers, congratulations. You are moving on to the next round, the semi-final round. Sorry to see you go, Olivia. Beloved Star, we are going to listen to your other battle, Safi versus Omi Pride 09. It's going to be an epic battle. What are they singing?
They're singing Telephone.
That's going to be amazing. Everybody can push play now and need your mics.